USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear, but I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Washington, D.C. was the site Saturday of a massive show of support for President Donald Trump. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. Saturday to show their support of the president's claim of a rigged and corrupt election. Stop the steal and we are the champions seemed to be their battle cry in reference to President Trump's claim he won the election. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 500 people were arrested Sunday as part of a crackdown on demonstrations in Belarus. Those protests are calling for the resignation of long-reigning President Alexander Lukashenko. The demonstrations are part of near-daily protests disputing the outcome of the country's presidential election in August, where Lukashenko won his sixth term in office. Opposition parties say the results were manipulated. Lukashenko denies those accusations, instead accusing Western powers of fomenting dissent against him. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republicans and Democrats are already strategizing for two Senate runoff elections in Georgia, with control of the Senate at stake. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing, voters in this regard. But, hey, they got to get on the ground, and they got to do it today.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. Returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He'd been out since Week 4 with an injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's four wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for three scores and ran for another as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. And the Green Bay Packers rallied in the fourth quarter to beat Jacksonville 24-20. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.